old friends and new on the Trek Stop Tea Party. I'm Bronwyn. I will be back with you next Friday from 3 to 6. I hope you'll join me then. And that's about all I have to say. Except, of course, thanks for inviting me into your home tonight. And may God bless.
I'm going to say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is a $100 radio, man. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. Let me see. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast them! Give them some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? Do you like TV?
What? New thing, Jim. The television. Oh, pictures.
Yeah!
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk. Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed. Forsaken.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise. He's kind. He is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hey, buddy. This is the state of New Jersey, and I don't care who you are.
Where does the time go? One hardly knows, you know? Sitting here, chatting away, and my show has begun without me. Isn't that something? It's never happened before. There's a first time for everything. Why, that really amuses my predecessor. I don't know why. We're just sitting here making ice cubes, because it's summertime already. New Jersey, since I've lived here, has not known a spring. Spring is a word that no one knows what it means in this state. It's what is it, 80 degrees outside? I don't know. It's not that hot, but it's not a bad day either. Listen, you're listening to WFMU Uppsala College East Orange, and this program is called Aerial View. It's a phone-in talk show, and the phone number is 201-678-7743, and we talk about whatever we like on these airwaves. And I want to start out this program by reaching into the listener mailbag.
Look, here it is.
Here's all my mail from last week. This is something we never do on this program. Let's have a little theme music while we're doing this. What did Jeff Grieco send me? Jeff says, "Greetings, Chris. Just a note to say how pleasant it was to hear you with Bronwyn during the extra hour last Friday night, and to compliment you especially on your decision not to discuss the worst show on WFMU. I was relieved you stopped the caller. Onward to a happy May. Peace, Jeff." Jeff always knows exactly what to say. Thanks, Jeff. Listener Jeff Grieco, who is the number one card and letter writer of all time to WFMU. And next, we move on to another letter here. In case you just joined us, this is Aerial View dipping into the listener mailbag. We don't do this often enough. Okay, this is from the Jewish Child Care Association of New York, who keeps sending me things. How do I adopt a baby? They're holding a workshop to answer the big question, how do I adopt a baby? I know where you can adopt a 30-year-old baby. You won't have to put me through school, that's all I can say. And here are some of the questions this workshop will answer. Are there children available? Wait a minute, are there white children available is probably what they'll be answering. How much does adoption cost? How do I get started? These free workshops are given by the Networking Adoption Program of Jewish Child Care Association, and they're helping New York and New Jersey families adopt children. These workshops are held the third Thursday of every month at the Jewish Child Care Association of New York at 575 Lexington Avenue. And the next workshop is Thursday, May 20th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Look, I did a public service. Okay, can you believe it? Oh, they're also going to be talking about domestic versus international adoption, working with attorneys, agencies, birth parents, so on and so forth. Okay, that's wonderful. The only problem with using a theme music on a turntable is you have to turn it back again. What does this say? Okay, this is... Oh, look at this. I got a bag full of something. I'm so excited, boys and girls. What could this be? Oh, I was trying to explain to somebody today what this radio station is. And more importantly, what is this? Look, I got a cassette. A strange cassette. From Dr. Michael Klaper. Oh, this is probably from the vegetarian guy. It's called What Not to Eat. And it's from Phil. Thanks, Phil. Wait a minute, let's give this a quick listen.
Hey, buddy.
Now that I listen...
You owe me a steak dinner.
Hey, it's me.
I have you no steak dinner. Only there's so many wrong...
Like that.
That's
great. I'll tell you...
This guy sent me a tape of me.
The animals.
Oh, here we go.
The planet is beautiful as it is, and keep the people and animals on it as viable as they are now, maybe even more so. And I want to talk to you a bit about the food that you're putting in your mouth, though most of you know what to put in your mouth and why. I just want to read.
Yes, I think most of us do know, and I don't think it's. We need to talk about it on this program. What to put into your mouth and why. Okay. Thanks, Phil from Belleville. It's so rare that I get stuff like that. And here's another thing. Oh no. I've got another mailing from a listener that's beginning to worry me a bit. See, See, ladies and gentlemen, I probably shouldn't address this on the air, but I will because I opened it on the air. I've been getting this mail for the past 6 months or so from a female listener, who shall remain nameless, and the correspondence is getting thicker and thicker. I haven't really read the last few, so I don't know if I'm up on what exactly is going on. It's getting to the point of being a little worrisome. I don't know if I would proceed to the next level yet, but I definitely find it worrisome. It's a male, yeah, but it's, well, it's unsettling male. Unsettling and worrisome at the same time. Isn't that amazing? You'll have to excuse me while I do this. Wow. Did you hear that? I have so much snot in my head. It's incredible. You may remember the last time I spoke about snot in my head. Was probably 6 or 7 or 8 months ago. I think I had a really bad cold. Came down with another really bad cold. And it gives a whole new outlook on life when you're going around feeling like your head is underwater. It shortens your attention span and makes your fuse really short so that you find you lose your temper over, really dumb things. And I've lost my temper lately over the dumbest thing of all, which is automobiles. I found myself having absolutely no patience with them anymore, or with the whole world that surrounds automobiles. And the reason I want to talk about this today is to try to stop any of you listeners who may be on the verge of getting one. I want to tell you all the bad things that will happen to you once you have a car, and why it's best that you should live without one. And I want to talk to you members of the listening audience and find out what your experiences are in terms of car ownership, and see if they've been as awful as mine are. I think that I may be cursed as the son of a mechanic. I think I may have a curse on my head. And the curse, if it does exist, goes something like this. You will never have any luck with an automobile. You will pay through the nose, even though it may be clogged with snot. You will forever, 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 until the end of time, suffer at the hands of an automobile. At the wheel of an automobile? They don't really have hands, you can't say that. Let me tell you the latest tale of woe. By the way, the phone number here is 201-678-7743. If you agree, if you disagree, it's okay. I don't care. A smile is just a frown turned upside down. Remember that. Okay, the problem I've had recently is I'm being sued. I'm being taken to court. Isn't this exciting? Maybe I could sneak in with a tape recorder. They woke my elderly aunt out of bed to serve a summons recently. And, it's from this guy whose Lexus I hit back in Thanksgiving of 92. Thanksgiving of 92, I was leaving Bronwyn's house at about 9:30, 10 o'clock, where I had Thanksgiving dinner with her and her lovely husband. And I was driving down Flatbush Avenue towards the Brooklyn Bridge in Brooklyn. And if you remember Thanksgiving this year, it was a wet Thanksgiving. It began to drizzle in the latter part of the day. So Flatbush Avenue was what I would call pretty greasy. You know how it is when it's asphalt and rain falls, but it's not enough rain to wash the grease away? So what happens is the street gets really slick. Much more slick than if it were just water. It becomes a mixture of oil and water, kind of. I think Brahman knows what I'm talking about when I say greasy asphalt pavement that's just wet enough to be really dangerous. Yes. So, I'm leaving Bronwyn's house, right? Yes, Bronwyn?
I know you're not done with your story, Chris, but I actually have to leave now.
Okay.
So I just want to say that you have convinced me. You told me this story before you went on the air, this story that you're in the middle of telling now.
Yeah.
You have convinced me I want to sell my car.
Really?
I will sell my car. I have a 78, what is it? A Honda Civic. A 78, 1978 Honda Civic with a zillion miles on it. I will sell it for... I'm asking $250, but you know what asking means, right?
Right.
So so just because of you, Chris, you've convinced me, and you are right. I don't want a car anymore, and I will sell it to any listener who can come up with $250 or a near approximation of same.
That's pretty funny.
It's true. I want to get rid of it. I can't stand it anymore.
You're serious.
I want to sell your car. And it's covered with every, you know, good FMU bumper sticker. It doesn't have them all, but it has all the good ones.
Okay, well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This has turned into
Chris
a swap
right.
meet. Yes.
Chris is right.
I am right.
Get rid of your car and buy mine. Okay. Thanks,
well,
Chris.
Okay,
that's
so
all I wanted to say.
So call here for a number of reasons. Call here to make a bid on that 78 Honda. What's that thing called? Honda what?
Civic.
Death Trap? Honda Death Trap.
Civic.
Whew. Okay, so here's the story. I'm leaving Bronwyn's house. I'm driving down Flatbush Avenue. And I'm getting over in the right lane to make the right turn for the Brooklyn Bridge, right? And there's a guy in front of me in a Lexus. Brand new, like, 92. I guess it was 93 because the 93 models had just come out. And a guy in the left lane just ahead of him cuts across his lane. Just cuts right across his lane. Because this guy in the left lane realized at the last minute that he wanted to go over to Brooklyn Bridge. Probably, you know, and wham, at the last minute, he makes a right turn from the left lane in front of the Lexus. All right, now the Lexus guy, he slams on his brakes, but because he's got those fancy schmancy, extremely expensive ABS things going on, you know, the anti-brake system that applies braking to each wheel in a proportion so that the car brakes in a straight line. He stops in a straight line, okay? And my car, which is like a 87 Wrangler built in Canada by beer-swilling, hockey-playing, donut-eating Canadians, you know, which wouldn't know a straight line if you drew one. I hit the brakes too, right? And I'm trying frantically to drive away from the rear bumper of this guy's Lexus. But instead, you know, I nearly cleared it, friends. When I say nearly, I mean another foot and I wouldn't have hit this guy. Another foot to the left and I would have been clear of his rear bumper. But instead what happens was a foot of my front bumper, the right front bumper, catches the left rear bumper of his Lexus and tears it up. See, the problem with these newfangled fancy schmancy cars, like the Lexus, is that they try to make the car look like it's all one piece, you know? Like it's an injection molded piece of plastic. So they hide the bumpers under these plastic things, these huge pieces of plastic. There's more plastic on that car than you could shake a stick at, friends. And I tore up the rear bumper portion of this vehicle. But I wasn't going fast enough, you know, to do a heck of a lot of damage, at least as far as I could see. So I'm all bummed out. I get out of my car and I've ruined my Thanksgiving, you know? Completely bummed out because I had a nice time and I'm thinking what a lousy way to end the day. And the guy whose car it was gets out of the car. And he was really angry. I mean, he was angry out of all proportion to the damage to his car. I mean, he was so angry that you would think that I had flattened his car, his house, his wife, his child, his mother, father, brothers and sisters, uncles, aunts. You would think that I had taken out his whole family in one fell swoop. And he was like, it was that kind of anger that was burning, you know, like intense, slow sort of, he wasn't blowing his top anger. It wasn't like, you know, it was that real intense anger. I mean, for a reference point, you'd have to think of Larry Fishburne, who this guy resembled. He looked like Larry Fishburne. Maybe it was Larry Fishburne. Hello, welcome to the air.
Oh, yeah, hi. Sorry. Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
What are we holding on for?
Yeah, you can't make a right turn from Flatbush to get onto the Brooklyn Bridge. You don't make a right turn off Flatbush to get to the Brooklyn Bridge.
What do you do?
You make a left turn.
What do you mean?
What I mean, you don't make a right turn, you make a left turn.
Where?
From Flatbush to get to the Brooklyn Bridge, it's a left, not a right.
Well, maybe it wasn't Flatbush. It was probably Atlantic Avenue then.
That might be... Hold on a second.
Hey, listen, friend. You have a map of Brooklyn there?
Yeah, I do. It from Atlantic, that might be... No, that's a right, too.
Okay.
I mean, that's a left, too, so I don't know.
Let me see. Figure out where I was then, okay? I was traveling north on 3rd Avenue, And I got to that major intersection over there by the Williamsburg Bank building.
Oh,
And I made a left. So is that Flushing? What is that?
Flatbush?
What is that?
That might have been, Adams? Adams?
I don't know.
The Brooklyn Queens Expressway?
No, it was nothing like that. All I know is that a lot of people were making a right-hand turn because the sign said Brooklyn Bridge. Okay?
Well, I don't know where you were.
Well, maybe it wasn't the Brooklyn Bridge. Maybe it was that other bridge. What's the other one that's over there?
Well, the Manhattan Bridge is straight off Flatbush.
Well, okay.
So that wouldn't be a right.
Okay, well, which one is it? Where do you... I don't know. It's not my neck of the woods.
Okay, well, I mean...
Come over to Bergen County.
Bergen County.
Yeah, and I'll show you where to make turns.
How do I get there? Make a left or a right?
Well, see, that's just the thing. I mean, you know your area. I know mine. All I know is that I was in the right lane looking at the sign that said turn here, where everybody else was turning. Okay?
Okay. Okay, well, I'll let you...
No, I appreciate your... I appreciate your trying to be accurate, because I want to be accurate.
Yeah.
I don't want to be inaccurate. This is good, because you could grill me like the attorney is going to grill me. See, because when I have to get up on the stand and talk about this, he's going to say, aha!
A right on Flatbush will not lead you to the Brooklyn Bridge, and then that'll be that.
And he'll try to rip apart my story.
Yeah, so...
Uh-huh.
Look at your map.
I will. I'll look at my map again. You know where I was? I was over by the courts. It was right over there. It was right over where you make, you know, the turn.
That's not off Flatbush, or right.
Well, what is it? What is it, then? What road is it?
Cadman Plaza? I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, it's not important, but here's the important part, see? Thanks for calling, by the way.
Okay.
201-678-7743 is the phone number here. The important part is that he got out of the car, and he was doing this Larry Fish burn. Larry Fish slow burn is more like it. And hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, hi. Do you know where you can get some prostitutes in the city?
Usually down by the tunnels, I think, right? If you go down by, like, 10th Avenue or something, 9th Avenue, around there.
By Lincoln Tunnel?
Yeah, as you come out of the tunnel, yeah. Okay?
All right, thanks.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, Fish, hi. Fish.
Fish?
I'm sorry.
That used to be one of my favorite shows.
This is Mike from Hoboken.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Chris. Listen, maybe I can help you out with that summons. I work at a courthouse.
Really?
And I'm a process server myself.
Uh-huh.
Did you get served that personally?
No, my aunt got served the summons.
May I ask what town or what county?
Suffolk County.
Oh, in New York?
Yes.
What, do you have to go to court?
Yeah.
You didn't have to file an answer?
I don't know. I tell you, I'm waiting for it to come in the mail.
How much? You're waiting for it?
Yeah.
You're anxious for it?
I'm waiting for it.
How much are you being sued for?
I have no idea. Listen, let me see, Mike, if I go chronologically, we'll all have a better understanding of this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So then it'll be easier to figure out what happened.
I hear you.
Thanks. You want to call back later?
Oh, sure, Chris. Okay. Put me on hold for an hour.
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Mike from Hoboken checking in. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris. This is Martha from Linden.
Hi, Martha.
Are you all right? Were you hurt in the accident?
No, I wasn't. Actually, I don't think anybody was hurt. Martha, you know what happened?
What?
Like, he got out of the car, and he was looking really ticked off, and I got out, and I, of course, the first thing I did was I apologized. I said, gee, I'm sorry. I tried to stop, you know? And he was like, yeah, I know. I saw you coming, and I saw that you were trying to stop, and I knew this was going to happen. I mean, he was, like, of the opinion that it was inevitable, that as soon as the guy in the left lane made a right turn in front of him, that he was going to get slammed from the rear.
Wow.
Okay, so he knew it was inevitable, right?
Wow.
Thanks, Martha. Thanks for offering support. And I mean, the guy gave every indication of knowing that, you know, the end result was going to be that I was going to hit him. And he was resigned to that. But the next step was, do we call the police or do we not call the police? And as he explained to me, he had just been hit a few months earlier, and it had driven up his rates. Which is what this whole story is about, I guess, really. Auto insurance. And I was thinking about that for a minute. I was thinking, well, do I call the police or do I not call the police? Because if I don't call the police, well, you know, who's to say that this guy's not going to go away and a couple of months later claim all kinds of things? You know, hit and run. Who's going to say that he's not going to go around the corner and call the police, phone in my plate number and say that I hit him and I kept going? I mean, you can't fool around in instances like that. You call the police and get a police report, right? You know? Hello, welcome to the air.
Don't worry. Throw all the auto insurance companies into the cornfield.
Thanks, Martha.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, my dad said to me when I was young a couple of things. He said, you got to know when to hold up. You got to know when to fold up. You got to know when to walk away and when to run. And he also said to me, you never have an accident without calling the police. I mean, call them beforehand if you can. So I learned my lesson, and we got the police there. And they wrote out a little report, you know, and they asked us what happened, and we gave our version, and they went over and they looked inside the Lexus to where this guy's wife was in the front passenger seat, and his mother or mother-in-law was in the rear passenger seat. And everyone was smiling and looking fine, you know, because it was Thanksgiving. And nobody was hurt or nothing, right? So I get back out of my car. This all takes maybe an hour. And I drive away. And he gets back into his car, and he drives away. And we both drove away. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, you're talking about the police. I just had a run-in with a police officer just the other week.
Uh-huh.
It's very clean. I'm not going to swear. You don't have to cut me off. And what was funny was we were pulling out of Dunkin' Donuts and we had our right signal on, and by accident I turned left, and he went out and pulled us over.
Oh yeah, from the Dunkin' Donuts?
At Dunkin' Donuts. He was there in the parking lot.
Right.
And I said to him, officer, I'm sorry, you know, it's late, my prom just ended and I'm trying to get home, I have to get my girlfriend home soon. And so he's like, all right, I'll let you off on one condition. I said, what's that? He said, that's if you give me a donut. Now, isn't that harsh or what? After all, you know, everyone's making jokes up about him and stuff.
Really?
And he asked me for a donut, so he took a Boston cream.
This are you making this up? Because
I am dead honest, serious.
This is the best cop story I've ever heard of. It really warms my heart.
This is on Route 10 in Randolph.
Okay, so it was the Randolph Township Police?
Randolph Township Police. It was a. It wasn't a state trooper. It was a township police officer.
Wow.
And he pulled me over.
And you bribed him with a Boston cream.
No, I didn't bribe him. I said, you know, I said about my prom and stuff. I was all dressed up. And
oh, man.
And he said, on one condition, you give me a donut.
Did he stuff it in his face as soon as you gave it to him?
No, he didn't. I was thinking maybe I should get him some coffee, too, you know?
Oh, man.
I should do this.
You should have said, hey, officer, there's plenty more where that came from.
Yeah, and then it would have put me out of the car and searched me down.
Uh-huh.
But,
donuts. So I guess this is a good lesson for you drug smugglers. Don't hide your drugs in donuts.
Yeah, right.
Okay? And I guess the place in this country where people are on their best behavior is the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot.
Right? It is. You know, everybody hangs out there now for some reason. You know, first it's the mall, then it's the bars. Now, for some reason, I live in Randolph. I go to high school there. I'm a senior. And everybody hangs out at the parking lot at Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, it's not for some reason. It's for a very definite reason. Because no one has anything to do. There's nowhere to go and do anything. People are bored out of their minds.
This is New Jersey, remember?
Yes, and they're looking for some place to congregate. And a parking lot is one of the very few places they can congregate.
And the best place to congregate is Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Not Kmart, not Caldor, Dunkin' Donuts.
Thanks for calling. That's
a lot.
That's a great police/donut story. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. Can I just make a request to all listeners to just please let you finish the story? I'd like to hear it uninterrupted.
Great, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Just
okay.
Nice request.
Okay, so hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay.
Listen, when you were turning to go onto the bridge, are you sure it was the Brooklyn Bridge?
It may have been the Manhattan Bridge. You know, we're talking November of 92.
Right, because if you were turning at the Williamsburg Bank Building.
Yeah.
Onto Atlantic.
Yeah.
Then that's a moving violation.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not allowed to turn there.
Uh-huh.
So they give you like a $65 ticket, because I got one once.
Well, the thing is, everybody was turning there. All the people that were in the right lane were turning. Everybody had their turn signal on. It was clearly a place to turn. So let's not get bogged down on the part on the fact that I may not remember where I was turning.
Right. I had an accident on the Manhattan Bridge once.
Uh-huh. That's horrible.
Well, it's typical.
Yeah.
What happened was there used to be this big bump coming to Brooklyn from Manhattan.
Yeah. It's called Staten Island.
What?
It's called Staten Island. I thought that was pretty funny, actually. Like, you get it, the big bump?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ow!
That makes it happen.
A little joke at the expense of Staten Islanders.
God.
Oh, okay, so I'm sorry, go ahead.
Apparently the bridge was coming away from Brooklyn, the Brooklyn side.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a ski jump.
Uh-huh.
And I was coming back about 2 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And this guy right in front of me hits the bump, right? And he hits his brakes.
Uh-huh.
Right after he comes off the bump.
Bad thing.
I come off the bump, and I land on his trunk.
Oh, what a jerk.
And, you know, this whole thing about calling the cops and everything.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I sort of looked at him, he looked at me, and he drove away.
You both realized neither one of you had a license
right,
or insurance.
We both drove away.
Okay, very good. That's been known to happen.
Yeah, so, you know, it's too bad the guy in the Lexus stopped.
Yeah, right. Thanks for calling.
Good luck.
And I know the only reason he stopped is because he had his wife and mother-in-law in the car. Hello, welcome to the air.
Donuts.
Martha. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Speaking about your two last callers about the bridge and the donuts.
Yes.
I have a very interesting story.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
You would be the judge of that.
Right.
All right. Well, I work at Bungie Incorporated in Manhattan, and what we were trying to do this past 2 weeks ago was we were trying to bungee jump off all five New York bridges. You know, the Washington Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, the, what's the bridge? I'm losing my mind.
The Triborough Bridge.
Triborough Bridge. Now, bungee jumping off bridges in New York is, you know, a little illegal.
Uh-huh.
And we got snagged.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have any donuts in the car.
Uh-huh.
We got brought to jail.
Uh-huh.
And we had, like, 10 charges against us.
Yeah, well, police hate that kind of stuff. They hate having to go and... And, like, you know, because policemen have a beat. They got a, well, not a beat, maybe, but they got a shift, right?
And
and their shift is usually pretty long. And when they come across guys who are doing things like bungee jumping off of bridges, they figure these idiots have nothing better to do, so they don't want to be very civil towards you. I bet the police weren't acting very civil towards you, were they?
No, we were gonna ask them.
Were they treating you like a bunch of idiots?
They were treating us like we were from like the moon or another planet. You know?
Okay. Well,
they're like, why on earth are you bungee jumping at 12 o'clock at night off the Brooklyn Bridge? Don't you have other things to do, boys?
Yes.
We offered them if they wanted to go jumping. You know, we would let them jump, but we wouldn't pull them up. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Oh, very good. No. Listen, I understand perfectly how a policeman would feel that way.
Oh, yeah,
I really do.
Because they can't do it, and they have to sit in their...
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, they have to, you know... And then they have to be responsible if you die while jumping off the bridge. Then some supervisor is going to say, well, why didn't you stop this guy? Why weren't you there stopping this guy from jumping off the bridge?
I mean, have you ever bungee jumped before?
No, and I never shall.
You never shall?
No.
We're big listeners of your show, and
oh,
like to
okay.
give you a... three complimentary jumps that are...
I'd like to pass it on to a listener. I mean, I'd be more than willing to give away a ticket for a bungee jump, but I have this fear of heights that keeps me from doing anything like that.
Well, let me do this. Do you have an address at the station I could send a free pass to?
Sure. You could send it to WFMU.
Okay.
Care of Uppsala College.
Uppsala.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I really did try to shut the microphone off. I just hit the...
That's fine.
I hit the wrong button. It's East Orange, New Jersey.
Uh-oh, bad town.
What?
Bad town.
No, we call it East Orange here. And then 07019.
07019.
Okay, thanks. I gotta go.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome to the air. Am I ever going to get to
Chris,
finish the story?
Please.
Finish the story?
Finish the story.
Okay, so the story ends like this, right? We fill out the police thing. Everybody goes home to their perspective homes, whatever. And a couple of months later, I get a phone call from State Farm, my former insurance agent, telling me that I'm being dropped. They will no longer carry me because I'm being sued. And as it turns out, the guy, the Larry Slowburn guy, we'll call him. I like that. Larry Slowburn is suing me. He's decided to sue me, and when I found out he was suing me, I called up his lawyer's office. Now, you want to have a... I wish I had taped this conversation, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, do I wish I had taped this conversation more than I wish anything in my life. You know, there are people I would... If I had the power to make one wish, that'd be the thing I'd wish for, that I'd tape this conversation, because you wouldn't believe how... the absolute stupidity of it. What this man says to me, well... I says, you know, the name of his client, I says. And I asked, you know, he's suing me, and I asked, well, is he okay? I want to know if he was okay. And the lawyer was just just stonewalling the whole. He was being a lawyer. I mean, I can't blame him when I come to think of it now. And he was saying things like, you know, we're on different sides of the fence. Don't you understand? We're on different sides of the fence. I can't discuss this with you. I can't talk about this. We're on different sides of the fence. I will not speak about this any longer. And he slammed the phone down on me. So the latest thing that happened was a summons was served while I wasn't around to my elderly aunt. And I guess that means I have to go to court or testify or whatever. And it's just like the most ridiculous thing. And it drove my insurance rates up incredibly. It doubled my insurance. What was expensive insurance to begin with, because I had to get a stupid bank loan to get a stupid car that wasn't a piece of junk. Look, ladies and gentlemen, when you drive, it's one or two things, right? You have a couple of choices. You either A, get a piece of junk car that doesn't cost you a lot to begin with, and you spend all your money fixing it constantly. Every week, something goes wrong. The U-joints bust. The drive shaft falls out. The motor mount breaks. You start leaking all around the oil pan. You have a serious case of blow-by. You have to replace the valve cover gaskets. Suddenly, you're not getting any air at all whatsoever. You have problems with the carburetor. It's running too rich. It's running too lean. It's a piece of garbage. So every week, you're out there when you could be enjoying your weekend, stuck in the engine compartment of your vehicle, trying to get it running properly. That's choice A. And meanwhile, you're spending tons of money on this piece of garbage. Choice B is you go out and you get a loan. And you get a decent car. And you spend tons of money on it anyway. You spend as much, probably more, oh, believe me, more, than you would on a junky car. Because you have to insure it, and you have to have enough insurance to make the bank happy. So those are the choices you're faced with if you want to drive. Either that or you move to Rhode Island, where insurance is like, is an optional at this point in Rhode Island. You could still go without it if you'd like, I think. Pretty sure. So that's what you're faced with. And I'm telling you now, you gotta be doing pretty well in order to have a car. Unless you drive like without any license, registration, or insurance. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you, guess who stopped smoking yesterday?
Who?
David Koresh.
Oh, thanks. Hello, welcome to the air.
Chris Tate.
Yeah.
What's up?
My blood pressure.
I hear ya. Hey, listen. I was wondering, are you still looking for a rhythm section?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I happen to be a bass player.
Great.
And I know three different drummers, so, and we're all looking for a gig.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how old are you?
Well, 21.
21, huh?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing?
About 7 years.
So you're good.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of music do you play?
Everything from Mr. Bungle to Harry Connick Jr.
Wow, what a range.
Yeah, that's pretty good, huh?
Well, I think you're going to have to, talk to you off the air and get your phone number.
I hear you. See, I'm at work, so I can only talk for a minute anyway.
Okay, well, hang on. We'll have a little musical interlude.
Okay.
Hello? Okay, what's...
Wow, did I leave the microphone on through that whole thing? I think I left the microphone on through that whole thing. I probably ended up repeating his phone number over the air anyway. Sean, thanks.
Okay.
I think I did. I think this is one of the most poorly programmed aerial views of recent memory. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, Chris, this is about your accident.
Yes.
Man, I hear you all, and you have to be well off to have a car.
Yes.
But you're going to get reamed in court no matter what unless you get yourself a lawyer.
No, see, because, I mean, it has nothing to do with me. They can't take anything from me.
Are they suing you or your insurance company?
Probably my insurance company. When I say me, I mean my insurance company. I don't have anything. What are they going to get from me?
Garnish your wages. Well, do you have a job?
Yes, I have a job.
Well, they'll garnish your wages. They'll quit your job.
But you don't understand. See, like, when I gave the little tape-recorded interview to the man from State Farm, and I told him all the things this guy said when I got out of the car,
He told me that those statements were admissible in court.
Oh.
And I said, wow, I'm amazed. You know, I didn't know that because I would you would think it was hearsay.
Have you ever had any problems with the law?
No.
Never?
Not a one.
No, I mean, seriously.
Never.
Wait a minute, you're a parole musician, still are, so you've had loads of problems with the law. How come you don't know better?
How come I don't know better about what?
About, like, lawyers and stuff, man.
Well, listen, I don't need a lawyer. I think that if I needed a lawyer, someone would have told me by now, you better get a lawyer. you're telling me I'm being naive, right?
Well,
probably.
You know, in so many words.
I'll let you know what happens. But listen, I'm not worried. You know why I'm not worried?
Because you don't have anything.
That's right. And when you don't have anything, they can't take nothing from you.
Hey, when you have it, when your life is, you know what, you ain't got much to lose.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Later.
You know, they can fight it out with Uncle Sam about who gets the money. Hello, welcome to the air.
Cheer up, Chris.
Thanks, Martha. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, Chris, I'm a long-time listener, and I was wondering, what's the name of your band now?
The band I'm in currently is called The Jungle Creeps.
The Jungle Creep, because right. I have a tape of you I record all your shows, and it was a band that you had a Vince from Missing Foundation in about the summer of 1990.
Yes.
What was the name of that band?
Oh, that band was called Wrench.
Wrench, that's
isn't this great we're getting to learn so much about me?
I know, that was, I heard you guys play, I forgot where, but
uh-huh.
Wrench, and I finally got to see what Chris T looks like.
Thanks.
You are beautiful.
Thanks, man.
I mean, I wish I was gay. You are incredible.
Well, I'm blushing. I don't know what to say. Thanks. This is incredible. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
I'm a good-looking guy.
Yeah? Should we?
I'm tall.
Uh-huh.
My name's Jason Trazuzzi.
Thanks, Jason.
Okay.
I gotta go. That could set me off on a whole other diatribe, really. 201-678-7743. I've about had it. I'm about up to here. And I'm holding my hand over my head. I'm about up to here with those bands with one name. One word names, I mean, you know. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. I don't think you need a lawyer because they're suing your insurance company.
Yeah, I think they're suing State Farm. I don't think they're suing me.
Of course,
yeah.
Because you have...
I have nothing.
Right, well, yeah, but right. You have... What I'm saying is you have coverage for damage to other people's vehicles, which is what they're going... against your insurance company for.
Right, which is why State Farm took a look at that and said, drop them.
So, wait, you had State Farm when you had the accident?
Yes, I had State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And are they you're in good hands, or are they the good neighbor
state.
People?
It's all State. I have them.
Who's State Farm?
State Farm is, there's like, it's State Farm. Just like a good neighbor.
This is was an offshoot called State Mental Farm. And,
But
I think,
are you telling me they dropped you?
Like a hot potato.
So they're fighting.
Drop me.
But it's silly. They're fighting the case now, even though you're not their client. They're rid of you, but they still have your problem.
Oh, but they have to. They
right.
Just because they got rid of me doesn't
mean
they...
Oh, I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. They got rid of the cause, but they still have the problem. I mean, are they going to run their business this way?
Yeah, I know. Listen, hey, hey, you know what this is all about? This is all about nuisance lawsuits, okay? This man with the Lexus, all right? He could have went out and he could have spent like $800.
Yeah.
Or he could have got an insurance company to cough up $800. And he could have got his rear bumper fixed and no one would have known. But you know what his problem was? His problem was is that he sees these things everywhere. These things about lawyers, lawyers, lawyers. Call a lawyer. Do you need a lawyer? Have you been hurt in an accident? Call 1-800-LAWYERS. And he just said, well, enough's enough. And this is too much. And I'm calling a lawyer because this is the second guy that's hit me. All right? I had the bad fortune of being the second person to hit his car in like a couple of months, all right? Now, even though it was an accident, even though there was nothing I could have done to avoid hitting him except not be there, not be where I was at the time, and even though it was caused by the reckless actions of a third person who God knows where he is or even if he even knew what he did. I mean, I'm talking about the jerk that made the left turn
right.
from the right turn from the left lane
mm-hmm.
and cut this man off in front of me. Even though it was caused by a third person, I'm the one who, you know, basically is having to pay because
right.
I can't get insurance at a rate. The only way I can get insurance is at double last year's cost, okay? And I've been dropped by a company, you know, who I was with for a while and was a decent insurance company, I thought, until they dropped me.
Mm-hmm.
No,
so, why did they drop you for what reason, the first one?
Because I'm being sued by a guy.
Oh,
I mean,
thought you were dropped by a different company.
No.
Okay.
I'm being dropped by State. I was dropped
right.
by State Farm because I'm being sued.
No, I know, it's unfortunate, but, I mean, that's the rules. We know, you knew before you hit the guy that if you did that, even though it wasn't your fault, it would be considered your fault.
I know, I mean, because the only way that you could be not at fault in an accident is if you're at a dead stop.
Right.
And an insurance agent told me that.
I'll tell you a little story. About a month ago, I was at a dead stop, at a stop sign. These jerks hit me from behind really hard. Went into a parking lot, got a police report. And I read the report 2 days later. It says they were stopped, and I backed into them. So I was at a dead stop.
No one's going to believe that.
No, it's a joke.
No one's going to believe
that. They both went to chiropractors. They're walking around. They're trying to pull my bumper out to cover up the damage.
Wow.
And
these are a couple of charlatans.
They're a bunch of jerks.
Oh, man.
Idiots.
Well, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is this. I'm saying that our society is so litigious. It is so into suing over stupid things and bringing these nonsensical lawsuits, okay? And, I mean, I can't blame this Larry Slowburn guy if he smells a payday. I mean, basically, that's what's going on here. He's saying, I mean... The dollar signs are rolling around in his head, and he's saying, well, I don't want to have to pay for this, so I'll make State Farm pay for it. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. I'm going to have to turn on my radio in a second. Hold on.
I hate insurance companies. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, there was an article in the Times today about lawyers
who know
workmen's compensation laws and are suing... for, like, damage for picking up, I can't concentrate. Hold on.
Can't concentrate?
I'm sorry.
You're being overcome by carbon monoxide?
Yeah, I think so, all these car things. And they're suing the system and getting tons of money because it's a percentage of their salary for, like, you know, strain on their back from sitting in a chair too long and shit like this. And it's just incredible. You got to read it. I mean, if you're burning up about lawyers, read
yeah,
the paper
thanks.
Today.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the air.
Grow tomatoes!
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
Interesting story to tell you about car accidents. I am insured by State Farm. And recently I was in New York City, and I was coming out of a turn, and a Beamer-type tinted window car hit me from behind. So I pulled over, got out, the guy got out, and I got carjacked.
You didn't?
I did.
Really?
I saw a show about it 2 weeks ago. I should have
What were you driving?
What kind of car was I driving? Excuse me?
Yes.
What kind of car? I was driving a 325i 1989 Mercedes.
There's no such car. Thanks for trying, though. Whew. You know, why would you use a BMW to hit somebody and carjack them? That was the first thing wrong with this story. And secondly, there's no such thing as a 325i Mercedes. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, I was wondering, what's your favorite flavor in donuts?
I'm not really big on donuts. I'm not very much into sweets, but if I had to choose, it would be probably something with a citrus flavor, like lemon or orange.
Okay? Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Hello, welcome to the air.
It's getting dangerously close to WBLI.
Well, didn't you say that last week?
No, it's getting dangerously close this week, too.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for veering us away. 201-678-7743 is the phone number here. You're listening to Aerial View on WFMU. I'm Solid College, East Orange. And when we're talking about personal transportation, slavery or freedom, you know? I started driving probably 17 years old in my junior year of high school. And I've been paying for it ever since. If I tallied up how much it's cost me.
I want to fly like an eagle. Into the future.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Excuse me?
Welcome to the air.
Oh, hey, I can sympathize with your car problem.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, well, I was driving on 17, you know, going down with a friend to Bendix Diner to get a cup of coffee, and it was raining out, so I was going pretty slow, but still someone stopped in front of me. And so, I tried to stop, but didn't quite make it. Slammed into their back.
And?
And the guy was all upset. He was running around. He was trying to get someone with a radio to call for help or something. He runs into the middle of Route 17, causes another car to slam short, slides into the back of that car, they get in an accident.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm also being sued for this.
Sounds like an episode of Chips.
Yeah.
Really? You caused two accidents, didn't you?
Well, I wouldn't say that I caused both of them, you know. I caused at least one of them.
No, I would say you caused both of them, most definitely.
How would you say that?
Well, if it wasn't for your wanting to go to the Bendix Diner in the first place, everything would have been okay.
Well, you got me there.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Okay.
I was listening to your story before about how you got hit with a car, a Lexus. And let's put it this way, if you were driving a Porsche, it'd be his fault.
I didn't get hit with a Lexus. I hit a Lexus, I said.
Oh, you hit a Lexus.
Yeah.
What happened? I mean, I just hold on. I just heard, like, the end of the story.
I can't repeat the whole story. I could...
Just sum it up in, like, 10 words.
Okay, you want to count the words?
No, and just sum it up. That's right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I was driving Thanksgiving, right lane, behind Lexus, and a guy in the left lane.
What? Fly like eagle.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Chris.
Yes.
I'm a litigation lawyer. I do this kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah.
You want to go through a mini deposition?
What's that?
You know, like if they press the lawsuit, they're allowed to interrogate you under oath.
Oh, okay.
Examination before trial.
I see. How does it work?
Okay, so you'll be put under oath, and I'll say, Mr. T, you understand, is a court reporter in this room and taking down everything I say, all my questions and all your answers?
Yup.
The purpose of that is to compare the testimony you give today to the testimony you give at the time of trial.
Okay.
If there's any inaccuracies or inconsistencies, we'll be able to point that out to the jury.
All right.
Your attorney seated to your left. He'll stay here throughout the entire deposition.
Okay.
But any time he has an action or an instruction, you are to do what your attorney tells you to do.
Okay.
Now, at the time of this accident, where were you looking?
I was looking over my shoulder.
And how fast were you going?
Oh, I was doing 80 miles an hour.
And when was the last time that you had any intoxicants?
Oh, well, just minutes before.
Are you on intoxication right now as we speak?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so it's a little bit like that, Chris.
I'm sorry, I was kidding around. Let's do it real serious now.
No, that's basically it. Like,
okay.
To try and get you, like, all screwed up.
I see.
Where were your
eyes?
But
if I walk in all screwed up...
Here's a good one. They go, how fast were you going at that point?
I don't know. I was going real fast.
No, you're supposed to say everyone does 20 to 25.
Oh, is that a good speed to say?
Well, of course. That's under the, you know, the minimum speed limit.
Okay. I was doing 20 to 25.
And how do you know that? Do you drive by looking at the speedometer?
No, but
I... Oh, so it's just an estimate. Is that right? Yes or no?
No, I had glanced at the speedometer and saw that the needle was between 20 and 25.
Is it your habit to take your eyes off the road and look down at your speedometer?
Absolutely not. It's
you mean you were driving under 25, but you still felt the need to look at the speedometer?
Well, okay, let's say I wasn't doing 25.
Mr. T, you really don't know what speed you were going. Isn't that true?
You're absolutely right. I'm lying.
I got you. All right, listen.
Wait a minute. So I just did that all wrong, didn't I? What should I answer?
Let State Farm take care of you. You're fully covered, and you'll be completely taken care of by them.
And I've been dropped, so I don't care.
Right, exactly.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
There's nothing bad that can happen to me. Hello, welcome to the air.
Fly like an eagle into the future.
Hey, you're listening to WFMU, Uppsala College East Orange. This program is called Aerial View. We've got another 4 minutes left in the program. And, let's see. What is there that's going on this weekend that I could tell you to go do? Well,
Not a heck of a lot. Listen, there's really nothing to do. No, actually, there is. There's a couple things you could do. I would suggest that the weather's nice, you get outside this weekend and go to a local park or public area where, you know, you can romp and enjoy the fine weather. I know it's a general sort of recommendation, but it's about the best I can make. And you don't have to feel like you need to run and get a pencil and write details down. You just remember a few keywords: public places, romp, fresh air. It's simple, okay? Fabio is here next, and we'll be back again next week when our topic will be sleep disorders. Yes, that's right. Sleep disorders. I suffer from sleep disorders, and maybe one of the most deadly of sleep disorders. One that could kill me. And if you want to find out more about that next week, when I will have actual tapes of me while I sleep, then tune into Aerial View at the very same time. Listen, we have to go now because, we just have to. No particular reason. But thanks for listening, and this is WFMU Uppsala College East Orange.
Welcome to Movie Phone, brought to you by Hot 97 and New York Magazine.
On May 14th, the play that won the Pulitzer and the performance that won the Tony become the motion picture that will win your heart. Academy Award winner Richard Dreyfuss, Academy Award winner Mercedes Ruehl, in Neil Simon's Lost in Yonkers. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
At theaters Friday, May 14th.
If you'd like to see an adolescent comedy, press 1. If you'd like to see a syrupy romantic comedy, press 2. If you'd like to see an action thriller where lots of people die, press 3. If you'd like to see a moronic, insipid remake, press 4. If you'd like to see a piece of garbage about people from different worlds trying to live together, press 5.
You have exceeded the time limit. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1. To choose from a list of current movies, press 2. To find out what's playing at a particular theater, press 3. To purchase...